cafe. Anyway, Mike's here. How are you today?
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 2824, 2824. Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth here in Podcastro Valley in the land of Maritopica. And Mike Matthews, how are you? It's always good to be here and do this podcast for you with the singing and stuff. And Mike Matthews likes to think he's so tough, but I'm no roaring kitty because
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Then I'd be a gazillionaire. Because when Roaring Kitty talks, GameStop
Mike's
listens and goes up
Daily
60%.
Podcast
is the meme stock craze.
Yeah.
It came back. When was that? I still need to see that documentary about that whole thing. Following a 74% advance on Monday. And then AMC, who was also involved in all of that crazy meme stock stuff, that went up 90%. Oh yeah, that's right. That was all during the COVID. And stocks that were like, these stocks are going to go nowhere because nobody's leaving the house and going to movies. So let's all get together and do the Reddit thing. I don't know what Reddit is. And get to do the Reddit thing because people Reddit. Is that it? And then that's public stock now. Apparently it's okay. It's doing okay. And the guy I was talking about in the last podcast, Galloway, owns some of that stock because he's always tech involved and tech forward. And if you go to anything online that resembles a TED talk that's about tech, a tech TED talk, they're all talking about AI nonstop. So that's just what I have learned in the past 45 minutes. But did you know that if you play pickleball, don't, you're not being frowned upon because the number one pickleball player in the world makes $2.5 million a year. Which, hey, that's...
And here's today's podcast picture.
That's not colossal, huge, mega, massive money, but that's a lot of money to me anyway. At Cafe Anyway, the podcast picture is of a wonderful place in Livermore. I think it's called Sycamore Park. And these beautiful sycamores are there. And I was walking a friend of mine's dog named Chewy, as in Chewbacca. And I had once taken, actually a couple times, Basil the Boxer and I went there. And it's been years since he and I went there, the late great Basil the Boxer. So it's nice. I have not been there since. And to walk a dog and see how much fun they're having and getting good exercise and the beautiful scenery. And made me remember the late, great Basil the Boxer, how fantastic he is. He was a great dog. And dogs are great, but they're a lot of work. And this dog that I was walking was big, maybe even bigger than what Basil was. So, but he was so good, so well behaved. And my friend... he's just afraid of walking him. I know. I don't understand. I try and give him tips. I say, don't be fearful when you're walking the dog. Don't pull the leash really tight because that freaks them out. That makes them all on guard. Let them be more relaxed with the leash. Bring treats. You want to use a lot of vocal commands. A lot, so that they understand you just from your voice, that they're listening to you and paying attention to you. And I brought a bunch of treats with me, so much so that this guy Chewy was just like, Mike, where are you? I need more treats, buddy. You got to be basically a pusher to the dog.
The word of dog.
And that's my word of dog for you today. Hopefully it was helpful. That's right, Basil. Maybe. Would have agreed with all of that. But Ben Johns has won more than 120 PPA titles. I guess that's pickleball people all over. Is that what that's short for? Association? And 21 triple crowns. In 2021, he made $250,000. But since then, that has increased tenfold. In 2018, he only earned about $50,000 from prize winning in pickleball. It's a combination of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Or I guess a better way to call that is table tennis. 14% of Americans played pickleball.
Whoa. Mike's Matthewsment Park.
The front panel will close automatically. Please remain seated at all times.
I mean, the amount of knowledge being hit at your head right now, it's taking you up and down like a roller coaster. 14% of Americans, that's a huge chunk, have played pickleball at least once in the past year. More than 36 million people are playing the sport. Professional pickleball leagues. The Professional Pickleball League is entitled the Unified Pickleball Association, because they're unified. Like the unified theory of atoms. What was that? The unification theory. Oh, that was the unification theory. Trying to combine the pull, what causes gravity, what creates light.
Machi, machi.
The electrons and all of that, gravitons and everything else, trying to make a big salad out of it all. A space salad, a cosmic psychic physics salad that Einstein would be proud of. Well, the tour featured 24 teams and over 25 tournaments. It started in January and it ends in December. Yes, a year-long fun time. Professional pickleball players make between $20,000 and $250,000 bucks a year. Let's see. Here are some people that are interested in pickleball. Oh, they've actually invested in pickleball teams. Kevin Durant, Tom Brady, and LeBron James. Sponsors include Holland America, Anheuser-Busch, Skechers, and Carvana. All want to be in it. So it's something. Is it a flash in the pan? Or is it going to grow? Women's basketball will never be the same. Caitlin Clark going to suit up to play her first regular season pro game for the Indiana Fever. Oh, she did that recently. It was sold out. And as we go outside a cafe anyway, we're bringing you Mike's Daily Podcast somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. And the topica here is she will have a $76,000 base rookie salary.
Anyway.
But then she made $3.4 million, in her final collegiate season at Iowa. The average salary in 2023 was $147,745 for what? I don't know. You'd have to ask Rob Black. I produce his podcast, and he is heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday mornings, and then he's on TV Monday through Thursday on Kron TV in the Bay Area. I ran into someone the other day who knew who he was.
Mike's out of left field recordings.
Recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be repeated.
Okay, that's what this is. So yes, in the recent Google tech thing that they did, the big talk, they mentioned AI a lot. There was like a jump cut all the times people said AI were cut all together, and it's very annoying because people are going AI. Chatty artificial intelligence OpenAI rolled out a fresh iteration ChatGPT GPT-4.0 is 2 times as fast as GPT-4, and it's free, and you can talk to it, which that doesn't sound like. Oh, I guess you can have like a conversation with it. Okay. But, and it's amazing how those chat AIs sound when they're talking to you, but I can still hear.
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
Thank you. That was that AI? I don't think so. But the AI voices are so annoying. There's nothing. They can't. I don't know why they don't. What's the word? Clone? Is it clone or capture the voice of someone who actually sounds halfway deep? These all sound like out of work actors. These sound like people that I. Oh, They couldn't get on a soap opera, so they did this. That's my ear. It's sad to live in a world with my ear, but that's what it sounds like. The airlines are suing to block the new fee disclosure rules. Alaska, American, Delta, Hawaiian, JetBlue, United, they're going to sue the Biden administration over the rules that would require airlines to display all fees, including baggage and a change of cancellation fees when you're buying a ticket. Why is that such a big problem? This is the same thing that happened back in 2009 when Obama was like, hey, we need people to start showing at the restaurants what the calories are. How many calories are in that shake you just bought? There are how many calories? All the calories I need for one day? What? Well, why can't we find out what I hate when they want to keep their secrets like that, these big companies making so much money and so much of our tax money goes to them and bailed them out during COVID because those were other companies that weren't getting any money. People weren't flying. They were afraid to fly. They couldn't fly because of the mask requirements, and if it's like we couldn't even leave the house, those fun times, which may have caused.
Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine?
I don't know what he's using, but that was not. Hey, he was higher than a kite. And by the way, it was the worst address I've ever seen. State of the Nation. I'll tell you, State of the Union. That's not State of the Union because he doesn't represent us properly. That I can tell you.
Uh huh. Okay, let's see. He's white. He's old. And the guy that was just talking, I think he's similar in many ways to that. But who am I to say? None of us can escape these intrusive thoughts, and they keep us up at night. Intrusive thoughts are spontaneous, unwanted thoughts that have usually that are unpleasant in some way, said Ariana Abrams, PhD, a clinical psychologist and founder and executive director of Ascension Behavioral Health. They could be memories, images, thoughts about the future, maybe even an urge and an unusual result. It usually results in at least a brief emotional distress because they can be distracting or disruptive.
The Fascinating Material Project.
So this is fascinating material. How do you stop these thoughts? Or how do you... Yes, it says sleep. Lack of sleep makes it harder to think clearly. Tired people tend to be more irritable or on edge in general. To optimize your sleep routine, focus on better sleep hygiene, like going to sleep and waking up at the same time each day, getting between 7 and 9 hours a night. If you struggle with intrusive thoughts when trying to fall asleep, get a noise machine that plays calming white or brown noise, or listen to
a fine article.
This article actually suggests this. I pulled this, by the way, this article from the wonderful people there at the MSN.com, and someone named Ariel Ciclate wrote this. I don't know if those initials are AS. I don't think it's AI that wrote this, but one other thing they say, if you want to try to sleep and get the intrusive thoughts out of your head, is listen to a boring podcast. Is that why you're listening to this? Or music to drown them out. I used to listen to Sarah McLachlan's album Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, and that would put me to sleep. When I hear parts of that album, I still go, oh yeah. That's when I'd have to try to go to sleep. I'd do the overnight shift at this radio station.
Woo!
Yes. Let's hear it for radio. And then go to bed at like 7 in the morning. And that's what I'd do. I'd listen to Sarah McLachlan. There's also a progressive muscle relaxation, PMR, where you tense and release the muscles throughout your body. Start at one end of your body and squeeze your muscles for 5 seconds, one after the other, until you get to the muscles on the other end. As you squeeze, visualize the tightened muscle. Exhale, and then relax that muscle for 10 seconds and visualize the relaxed muscle and move on to the next. Oh, that's interesting. There's also deep breathing, yoga, and meditation to help combat intrusive thoughts. Stress is a major culprit for intrusive thoughts. Deep breathing exercises like belly breathing, where you inhale slowly for 4 seconds and then hold the breath for 4 seconds, then exhale for 4 seconds or longer, can help. Don't push your thoughts away. Instead, be mindful. Thoughts are not things, but how you respond to them. What? Do I sound too much like a yogi here? Or a guru? No, I'm reading from this. How you respond to the thoughts is very important based on whether you're judging them as good, bad, right, or wrong. When we appraise our thoughts as negative, we usually try to push them away, which can have the opposite effect. They don't go away, and it makes them stick around for longer and create even more stress and distress.
Ginormous.
So practice mindfulness, where you come back to your center and remind yourself what is real and accessible and focus on your breath and all of that. And try to turn to a healthy distraction, focusing on a task or thought that is pleasant or engaging, like calling a friend. This good social things is very helpful. They also say externalize your thoughts, like journaling, putting it out there, dumping your thoughts into notes, a notes app on your phone. It puts some distance between you and your thoughts. Put a little kombucha between you and your thoughts. And all of that was from the aforementioned author, and today.com is where you can find that. They also mention cognitive behavioral therapy and exposure and response prevention, or ERP, as well. But very helpful stuff. There, outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley. Look who's here.
Oh my God, these are Shelly Schuhart, Zip Chef Supervisor. Oh, that was all very helpful and very helpful, Mike Matthew. I don't know what sports are.
Sports. You know what sports are. That annual event you have where people throw snow globes at each other, that's sport.
Oh, yeah. Mike Matthews, don't forget to play again this year because you always lose, Mike Matthews.
I do. And that's why I love sports. Hey, look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. This is Floyd the Floor Man.
And this is John Deere the Engineer. Wow, Mike. All that stuff was very fascinating. I was listening and I was fascinating because I use this podcast to fall asleep. AI. Yeah, it doesn't exist. What? Oh, what is that thing?
You will travel into the incredible universe.
I learned about AI reasoning, where it goes, hey, oh, I see. You're talking into a microphone and it's recording, and then you post it on the internet. You must be a podcaster. I didn't know. That's what they call it. They call it AI reasoning. So what? Why does that freak people out? And why don't we use it more? It will really help us out in the end for things. I say, like I asked my AI today, can I put Brussels sprouts in a pressure cooker? And it said, sure, Mike, why not? Knock yourself out.
The cutting corners corner.
The cutting corners corner.
Yeah, I guess you use AI to cut corners. There you go. Next show, it'll be the wonderful Benita, the disgruntled fiddle player and the brewmaster. Do you have any suggestions, tips, thoughts, any inclusions you'd like to include? Or maybe diverse, or of it's other things. You can tell me.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with other ways to make more equity in this podcast with all the things you can find to help you be feel more equal in this world or be equally knowledgeable as all the other Mike's Daily Podcast fans. Podcast maniacs. No, what do we call them?
Hey, kids.
Podcasters.
It's me. Do-re-me the clown.
Like that guy. All the people. To find out more about the podcast is what I'm trying to say. Here's A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.